Calvin Attar doesn't have to walk far to see evidence of the recession. It's parked right behind his service station in Dobbs Ferry, New York.
He cannot afford to fix the minivan. He said, keep it.
It's a tough decision for Williams, as it would be for anybody who hopes to ride out this recession in their old car.
Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus is live in Shanghai.
Dave, those aftershocks and landslides continue to hamper relief efforts as rescue workers pull people out of the rubble.
Keeping a lid on potential terrorism is a daunting task in this overcrowded city of 20 million. And most commuters who've had their bags checked tell me they don't mind a bit. Reports say a second family member was seriously injured, as was a third tourist. The win gave Michael Phelps his second gold and made Cullen Jones the second African-American swimmer ever to win a gold.
Blacks say they stay for opportunities, and because they believe China is changing as it grows and that its attitudes towards blacks is evolving.
But now they can accept Gay is very smart.
Mr. Gay China? Only a matter of time. In China, there's a special market for white, native English-speaking Americans.
It's kind of impression.
In America, this is fraud. But in China, it's marketing.
Companionship also drives the demand for pets in China's big cities among empty nesters. The result? A runaway $750 million-a-year industry projected to grow 9% a year for the next 5 years.
Akio Toyota may be playing to mixed reviews in D.C., but he's killing in Kyoto.
Next stop is People Square.
10 days ago, China's President Hu let the dogs out. Bomb-sniffing dogs that now conspicuously roam Shanghai's metro.